Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Two bills that would set aside money for loans for Minnesota businesses hurt by Operation Metro Surge went before a Senate committee today. Elliot Payne is president of the Minneapolis City Council and says Minneapolis has already made a $7 million investment, but more money is needed.
We know that Minneapolis is the epicenter. Lake Street specifically was hit very hard as the center of our immigrant community. We've heard reports from Wilmer, from Mankato, from Rochester, from all across the state, and your partnership is going to go a long way to a swift recovery, which we know that we desperately need.
The bill was laid over for further discussion by a 5-4 vote. Another city is opting out of the state's new North Star flag. The Zumbrota City Council has voted 3-2 to keep displaying the old 1983 blue and gold flag instead of the updated design unveiled in 2024. The flag was changed 2 years ago after critics said the old design was offensive for depicting a Native American riding away as a white settler plowed a field. Supporters say the redesign is more inclusive, while critics say it doesn't fully reflect the state's history. A bill approved by the Minnesota Senate today would allow out-of-state testing of low-dose hemp products through May of next year. Burnsville Senator Lindsay Port says the original deadline was January 1st of this year.
OCM extended that date to March 31st to give us time to act. As opening a new lab is incredibly expensive and time-consuming, we only have 2 fully functional labs at the moment, with more on the way.
Port says testing of hemp products and adult-use cannabis is creating a backlog at the labs that is delaying medical cannabis for patients. And the Golden Gophers women's basketball team beat Ole Miss 65-63 yesterday to punch their ticket to the Sweet 16. Minnesota Senator Sophie Hart says going to the Sweet 16 is awesome.
It's going to feel really special. It's just going to be something that you're going to look back on your whole life and just, you know, you're going to remember. I'm going to remember standing right there and seeing Amaya shot go in. It was like slow motion for me. It's just so rewarding and special, and I mean, I think this group just deserves it.
Amaya Battle hit the game-winning shot with under a second remaining for Minnesota. Hart scored 10 points in the paint. In other headlines, a bill approved by the Minnesota Senate would allow low-dose hemp products to be tested out of state through May of next year. Senator Lindsay Port says opening new labs is expensive and time-consuming, and current testing backlogs are delaying medical cannabis for patients. The bill passed 41-26. Since January 1st, nearly 34,000 Minnesotans have been approved for paid family leave. Evan Rose with the Department of Employment and Economic Development.
We're at about 41% bonding leaves, 46% medical leaves, about 12% caring or family care leaves. And then safety and military family leaves are under 1% each.
Minnesota is one of 13 states to offer paid family and medical leave. And Westlake Drive in Detroit Lakes is set for a major makeover. Crews will remove more than 100 shoreline trees ahead of a project to upgrade roads and utilities, add a bike and walking trail, and improve beach and public spaces. City officials say many trees are overcrowded or declining, and 58 new trees will be planted. Tree removal must be finished by the end of the month. This is MNN.